You know that sinking feeling when your team blows a lead in the final minutes? That's exactly how it feels when your website crashes during your biggest promotion. Or, for me, when I'm trying to post content after a big game. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about WordPress security or slow loading times? That's where Kinsta comes in. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. Their lightning-fast load times can boost your site speed by up to 200%, and their human-only support team responds in minutes, not hours. Plus, if you're switching from another host, Kinsta offers unlimited free expert migrations. They'll handle everything without any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome?
And he said, when I looked at it quickly, he said, bet 5% of your bankroll. Okay, so if I'm laying 9,300 to win 100,
yeah,
5% of my bankroll is 200 grand. If I got a bankroll of 200 grand, I don't need the 100.
That's what you have said to me all the time, which is, if you've got 100 grand, why do you need the 1,000?
Yeah.
It was not even that, right? It's probably less than that.
Yeah, well, he laid $9,300 to win $100.
Well, I bet every 93 times a $9,300 in one shot loses.
I don't get it.
That's it.
All right. We are here at the Palm for a power lunch and a rare combination of two of the most mysterious and reclusive characters in my orbit, Mr. X and Solly. More Solly, because I won't talk to you and Scott on Friday. I'll be in Vegas.
That's right.
Resurrecting Zabe Vegas. But anyway, good to have you, boys. So you've met Mr. X in fantasy.
Three times we've met in person.
And you've called him to book him for
the he used to be on the show regularly as a listener. Yeah, but
as a listener.
As a regular. But yeah, in person we met at the station once when he came in for his fantasy draft. And
nice.
Other times at the other fantasy drafts.
Well, what do you make of this hulking handsome man?
Well, I remember
this
the beard.
Image of Harrison Ford.
He does still have the beard, which I remember seeing him. The first time I saw him, he did not have the beard.
But it's in control, I noticed, Mr. X.
You've That's control?
It's yes, worse. It is.
Wow.
It used to be worse, as I recall.
Okay.
Hey, okay. He's just jealous because
he like
can't.
He showered recently too, which was nice.
Wow!
If you're watching this video right now, all you're seeing is a big happy face over Mr. X because I must maintain his secrecy. Because years ago you said to me, "Look, I'm good at these season totals in baseball, but I don't want to become a tout." Now look at you with callmemrx.com.
He's got his own logo and stationery.
Solly loved the fact that you had a logo, Mr. X.
Yeah. I'm not a tout. I'm not a tout.
I'm not a tout, he says.
Only a tout would say that.
But I will tell you how to bet if you want to.
I share my homework for those who choose to copy off my paper.
Yeah. Do you have proof that you're betting all these games?
Wow.
He's like, wow.
Well, no, I'm trying to think how you want me to prove it. I mean,
well, just show the winning tickets like most people do. Look, I bet I had
like
this one.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather. I had them. Yeah. Of course you did.
Yeah.
Show the ones you didn't have.
So, nobody hated Floyd Mayweather showing all these big winning tickets more than Solly.
It was very annoying because anyone who does that, you know they're losing, and this is to compensate their, you know, they lost $8 million on seven bets. And they won $7 million on this one. Look, I won $7
million. That's
true. That minus $1 million.
Right.
That's fair.
What are you lifetime, in other words?
That's what Floyd really is down. Yeah. It is. Like, I don't know about Barkley down, but probably. Yeah.
I think the best way to address that is touts sit there and pick every game. They sit there and they tell you to do everything. But as you know, over the years, I've tried to teach this. And one of the biggest things I teach and stress over and over is don't bet every game.
I know.
Don't bet every
game. I know. Listen, I'm not.
The number of times I say no play, pass, flip your own coin, because it is my own work, not just BS on a sheet of paper.
Because odds makers know what they're doing to an extent.
You know, there is a reason.
You're like, well, it could go either way.
There is a reason they have the big buildings. Right. You know?
By the way, how about the end of the UConn Florida game? With a three, Solly, that pushed it over the total.
I thought that might. I saw that garbage three, it brought it within two.
UConn made a furious run.
Isn't that the way in basketball? The end is so often compromised line-wise and total-wise by fouling and end-of-game situation, right?
I get a little bit of grief when I say this, but there's a reason college basketball, especially in the tournament, is probably the worst sport to bet. And it's for what Solly just said. And I know Zabe likes to say, you win or you lose, shush, that's the end. But you can be on the right side or the wrong side, and that last 2 minutes will just go crazy. I mean on game totals.
Right.
Because, you know, you're in a one-point game, and
fouls,
they each run 30
reviews.
Seconds. Well, but in a one-point game, they each run 30, then 30, then 30, and you score like 3 points. Then there's the game. There was a game this weekend, and I'm going to take me a second to think of it, where there were 36 points in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It was tracking under all day long, and then they put up 36.
Yeah, but shouldn't you know that? Shouldn't you account for that?
Well,
like, I hear what you're saying.
It's like empty net goals in hockey, right? Every hockey total is 4.5, right?
It still comes down to do they choose. If what I'm saying is if it's a three-point game, they play it out. When it's five and they start doing miss foul, miss foul, miss foul, that's not predictable by anyone.
What about the whole theory of there's no such thing as a good line or a bad line? It's just you don't know how to pick which is the right side of that quote, bad line. And what is it about, you know, saying, well, there's no such thing as a sport that fucks you betting more than others. You just need to account for the fact you're going to get fucked. Is there any truth to that whatsoever? Or maybe you're right, Mr. X. Maybe college basketball screws people who are on the, quote, right side of the game more than it does in football, than the NFL or college or anything else. Do you get what I'm saying there? You might be right about this. I haven't given it that much thought. Yeah. Is there one particular sport that fucks the smart better more with bullshit endings than college?
Highlight.
And
highlight?
Because it's fixed.
How about Russian tennis where you don't know the winner ahead of time?
Oh, that's the best.
Where the Ukrainian
a Singapore betting racket manipulates the game.
I think you're right. I think to answer that, the point of totals in college basketball.
Totals.
Picking the winners, but the total where the last 2 minutes might have 3 points or 23 points.
Yeah.
That's not predictable.
Yeah.
Because it just depends on, are they going to play the foul game or not? And you can't predict they're going to play the foul game or not play the foul game.
Yeah, yeah. All right, last time we talked, Solly, I believe Damon Evans was still your AD. Solly, a proud graduate of the University of Maryland class of?
2000.
2000.
Oh, yes.
Mr. X, a proud graduate of the University of Virginia, year of?
Circa
sometime in the 80s.
Sometime when Reagan was president.
I had a range.
Class
of 82.
By the way, are you
83?
Now you know why Bennett quit so suddenly. Yeah. He saw this wave coming. Oh, yeah. So Monday, a new record of 700 names in the transfer portal.
Oh, I was going to say coaching changes.
No, not
college basketball.
Why?
Because they all think they're going to get money.
But
they all think they're going to get more money somewhere else.
No, I get that. Why are they doing it now?
Wait till the season's over?
But see, the point here is football is when it is because there's a semester change.
That
doesn't line up with college football. But
right.
Some of them actually have to be transfer and go to class, perhaps.
Right.
This is the middle of the semester in basketball. What are they doing?
Okay, I texted Naki, who would know this thing. And I said, yo, serious question in need of a timely but brief answer so I can sound smart on the radio. Why is the fucking portal open right now in college hoops? Surely the NCAA would like it later, but why isn't it? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen off the air.
I knew you'd end with that.
And he said, hi, it's absolutely the most idiotic thing ever. Makes zero sense.
Don't read this on the air. Because I work for a college basketball team. But.
He said, makes zero sense. I guess they do it to allow for kids to be free agents. Problem is, there's still 16 teams playing and a championship to win. Season ain't over. It's lunacy. And I said, I heard there was issues about classes and semesters. No.
Yeah.
He goes, can't be. We're in the middle of one.
Middle.
If you push that date back just 2 weeks, we're still in the middle of a semester. Coaches hate it. Puts a gun to the university's head to hire open positions ASAP. Used to be the most head coaching positions were filled around the Final Four. Yeah. Yes, when everyone went to Final Four City, like coach, all the sweatpants, you know.
Doctor.
Just yesterday, for instance, there was pressers for new head coaches at UVA and Minnesota. And Iowa. By the way, who's your new head coach?
Oh, ouch.
At Virginia?
Are you serious?
No, who?
Come on.
I don't know who it is.
Who got hired? Odom's son.
UMBC. The guy, Odom.
Odom's son.
Oh, Odom's son. Okay.
He was the UMBC coach that beat us the 16-1.
Oh, well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Live long enough to become the villain.
It's like Tiger's dating Trump's ex-daughter-in-law. I mean, it's crazy the coincidence.
Well, and the storyline there is in addition to the fact that he coached UMBC.
Where was he just passed? He was just somewhere else, though,
BCU.
Right? Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it last week. I'm like, is that Dave Odom's son? You're like, it's got to be.
It's got to be.
Well, it is.
What else would it be, possibly, right?
Yeah, there's two storylines, but we don't care that he was at VCU. We care that he was at UMBC.
Well, he knows how to win.
So there's that... There's that whole thing. But it's also, Virginia screwed his dad so bad, I'm really surprised at the connection.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah. Dave Odom was Terry Holland's top assistant back when the ACC was the seven best coaches in the country.
Great classes on Dave Odom. Great class.
And Odom got the offer for Wake Forest, and he came to UVA and said, if I can have the job when Holland leaves, I'll stay. And they said, can't promise. He went to Wake, and the next year Holland quit.
And there you go.
The old coach in waiting and never works.
The rest is history. Okay, our delicious power lunch here at the Palm has been delivered. And due to a temporary interruption of Cal to the Palm, they didn't have filet today, which is good because I've got the blackened salmon, splash of fries, ketchup, Diet Coke. That's called winning.
Winning.
Solly's joined me on the... No, you got the...
No, the chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
That's X.
And Mr. X is the chicken parm. Come on down to the Palm at Tyson's Corner for a great power lunch that is really no more expensive than any other chain-type restaurant that is not nearly as good as the Palm. We're back with more of the Zabecast after this.
You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
All right, Power Lunch is down. We have been fed. Now you guys better have some great fucking takes, or at least you, Mr. X, better have a winner. that I can move on.
I want winners.
Thursday night at the sports book somewhere in Vegas. I'm not sure where. Zabe Vegas has been reborn. But it's look, we're still in the NICU, and you're like, what about me? Why am I not going?
Hold on, let me check my calendar. Well, yeah. It's free.
It's free. Yes. Would love to have you, but I'm just trying to
reestablish. Was this a spur of the moment reestablishment?
No.
Oh.
No, this was a month ago.
Oh.
I said, fuck it, Solly.
Wow,
I'm going
worse.
To Vegas.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
It didn't just happen. I've known for months and I didn't tell you. Okay, let's see where we're going here.
Well, you know, you Solly, have been the hardest guy to entice.
Well, I don't fly or stay in hotels, so it's going to be a problem.
Well, you could drive and stay in a hostel.
Oh.
Or you could sleep in the tunnel system under Las Vegas. Are you aware of that?
No, I am not. I didn't know there was a tunnel system under Vegas.
An elaborate tunnel system.
Like Hamas?
Like Hamas, but without the murderous hatred in their hearts. So, yes, it's an elaborate tunnel system with a ton of homeless people living in there.
Well,
addicts and lunatics and weirdos. So on a dare, maybe as a last place punishment in fantasy football.
You live in the tunnel for a week?
You spend the weekend of the Super Bowl in the tunnels of Vegas. Whatever the punishment is, it's got to be really harsh. So Zay Vegas rides again. I'll be there Thursday and Friday. I have aspirations, boys.
Aspirations.
To do this podcast while in Vegas, immediately following the games. From wherever we are with this little minimal setup, my little Rode wireless mics and this right here. Do you think I'm going to pull it off Thursday and Friday? Or will I be too drunk, angry, and pissed off?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Okay.
The latter.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I don't keep up with the sites. Are there games in Vegas or you're just going to watch?
No, there's no games.
No games, right.
You're just going to watch. But here's the crazy thing. They're now charging wherever and whenever they can for people to just sit in a chair, Mr. X, and watch.
Really? Yeah. Like a cover charge? Like
yes. Upwards of 100, 150 or more. Now they say, well, it's, you know, you get...
What happened when a middle-class Joe could play in a casino in Vegas? I guess those times are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, it used to be just if you could get a seat early, it was your seat in the sports room.
Sitting at the dollar blackjack table, huh?
Well, I mean, they don't charge you to do that, but they've changed the rules of the game so much. It's a lot different. But anyway,
Zay
Vegas is being reborn, playing golf. It's going to be warm. Got a good group of eight guys out there, and we're gonna see how it goes. I would love next year to be able to say the public Zay Vegas that was once so glorious is back on again, where we can get people out there. But they don't comp anybody anymore. That's part of the problem.
Yeah,
I call them up, Solly. Hi, Steve Zabin here.
Who?
Well-known Milwaukee area radio personality.
Former
national person. I have a podcast. Do you know I have a podcast? Very popular podcast. You ever had a podcaster out here in Vegas to
podcaster,
promote your property?
There aren't enough of those. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Is Solly a podcaster?
Yes. Right. By the way, Lynn Murray Solly podcast on Patreon. Dang. Do support, even though I'm not with him this week.
Featuring Steve Zabin every Tuesday.
Featuring
free.
Every Tuesday.
All April as well.
Oh,
we'll
do, March and April.
We'll do free. Yes. So consider subscribing after you listen and enjoy.
Please subscribe. Must subscribe.
That's how I make my living.
God all right. So
isn't Tim Murray able to connect you out there, Zabe?
Oh, you are now getting deep in the weeds.
Okay.
Tim Murray is with VSiN. He and I chat on a infrequent basis, but we are coup de la.
Sure.
Everything is cool between me and the Big Ginger. I'm going to see him out there. I said, tell me when you're working, I'll come by and say hi and give you a big bro shake. He obviously has connections with Circa Casino, which is where our friend Solly Aaron Oster,
the director of community marketing out there.
Exactly. Right? Oster's great. And he and I had been talking for a while about, hey, maybe I can come out there, do something, blah, blah, blah. He was all about it. And then Solly just stopped responding to me.
Ooh.
Literally ghosted me.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, Oster, What did I do?
What did I do?
Like, literally, I, you know.
This Zabin, yeah. All he does is want favors. What did he ever do for me when I worked there?
No, I turned down more offers of him to say, hey, I can comp your room this night, that night.
Favors is tough of someone who's, like, in the position to give them. Because you know he's never going to ask you for anything.
Well, it's
and
not,
I'm sure a lot of people ask people.
It's not so
who
much a
run
favor.
The Vegas casino.
No, it's not so much a favor. I was not asking. I was saying, how about a promotion?
Okay.
In exchange for bringing 30 guests to book rooms,
right,
at a certain rate, and do a podcast from Circa that is downloaded and heard by X number of people.
Yeah.
Could you provide a comp room or two? He was fine with that when
right.
we talked about it. It's just all of a sudden he like went radar silent on me. So, I mean, Oster, I love you, but I don't know what happened here. If I did something wrong, let me know. And I'll
just give me the top three things.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So Circa is the best property in downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it is now quite expensive, Mr. X. Everything is quite expensive. Room rates in Vegas are the highest they've been in forever.
Yeah, is it because of the sports teams there, or
no? It's just everything's
a combination of factors, Sally. One is they're down three big hotels.
Really?
Okay. They imploded the Trop to make way for the baseball team that's never coming.
Really? Okay.
It was Mr. X's favorite casino. One time. Remember when you stayed at the Trop?
Yes.
Shit.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
So they imploded the Trop, but that still filled rooms up to 85% capacity. That's gone, as it's now rubble. You've got the Mirage is down. They're remaking it into the Hard Rock.
Which is the one with the fountains.
Yeah. No, that's the Bellagio.
No. Oh, that's
Mirage had the volcano.
Oh, okay.
That was the first kind of Disneyland hotel up. So that's down now for 2.5 years.
Aren't there like 75 hotels and casinos?
Well, yeah, there is, but they all used to be humming at a certain level.
Is it because of sports betting's legality that has hurt?
Well, the steady stream of people still going is high.
You can't play Pai Gow online, my friend. You got to do it in person.
You shouldn't even play it in person. It's a shitty game.
I don't know.
It's such a boring fucking game.
Or any of these games.
Yeah. But the biggest thing is, and this is what our friend Gil Alexander from VSiN told me, he goes, look, Vegas was built by the mob, Mr. X.
Mm-hmm.
It then was taken over by mom and pop families that ran individual casinos. You ever watch the TV show Vegas with the lovely Vanessa Marcil and Holly?
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, who was the other smoke show actress on that show? That portrayed a Vegas that had a bunch of families that owned these individual properties that were like, we want to take care of our guests. We want to lure them here.
It's still that way. The Lucchese's own, the family's own.
But it's consolidated further, and these mega corporations, these global corporations, own one-third, and one-third of the whole town. So
Steve,
it's kind of
Steve
down
Wynn
to,
and,
it's kind of down to three entities, and as what Gil said, he goes, they don't give a fuck about making you feel welcome.
Oh, okay.
They are going to squeeze you until you cry uncle. And he said, we're not there yet, but the Super Bowl was so bad, people cried unk.
Wow.
And they kind of stayed away until the last minute. Then room rates plummeted, by the way.
Hmm.
And here's what's funny. So I just, on a lark, looked at rooms before last week, just before I went. I've already got a room, whatever.
Where are you going?
I'm going to stay at the Vidara, which is not even a casino. It was built to be a mid-strip condo development for people to live.
Really?
On the strip.
Wow. Those, that
Can
must
you
be
imagine
expensive.
Living in there, the middle of
there,
the Vegas
Strip. Are there any houses on the...
No, there's condos.
Condos, right?
Condos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I looked up online, and Circus had a huge discount.
Yeah.
It's a shitty hotel. It's so old. It's terrible.
I've heard of that one.
It was listed at $253 a night.
Unbelievable.
But it was discounted to $10 a night. And I said,
what?
What happened there?
May include roaches and will include bedbugs.
Mandalay Bay, after the horrible mass shooting, did drop their rates that much. What happened
they
to
just
make
wanna,
Circus from $253 to $10?
Isn't it just to get you in the door to play there? I mean, you must have to gamble there or something, right?
I guess.
Are they right next to each other? Can you stay at Circus
sure.
and go play
right. It's in the middle of
anywhere
everything.
Else?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, see,
Sally, you got to come out and see.
I don't know.
You got to come
I've been
to
Atlantic City.
Next year,
I got flights for $369, Solly. Let's go. Oh, yeah. That's what I've been doing.
Mr. X, you are welcome to come. Yeah. I have no comms for you.
Zave National Harbor, I'll be there.
We don't even have a seat for you where we're going to watch the games, but we could squeeze you in. Huh. So come on. Yeah. If you want to come,
by the way,
let's go.
X2 is going to be there all weekend.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hang with him.
The bachelor party thing. Not him. One of his buddies. And they're doing the trip. And I thought about doing it, but it looks too much like I'm, you know, tagging along, and Dad's not welcome.
You don't feel welcome.
But now I have another reason to go. And yeah,
well okay. We'll all right. Let's get to baseball, because everyone loves baseball, right, Solly?
Of course.
Season totals. You said before coming, you're like, I want to hear some of Mr. X's baseball season total steam.
Not because I bet on them, but if he gives me a one or two, I may. Put some action.
Or some thoughts, per se, because, this is his most coveted product.
I know.
CallMeMrX.com.
He's got stacks of paper. He does his homework. This isn't just right out of his behind, Mike.
How about this? Why do you think you've been so good at totals?
Well, that's a really good question that I do not know the answer to. I think it's a combination. It's changed so much in the 25 years I've been doing it with you. It used to be knowing baseball, knowing the players, knowing the depths of the rosters before the internet was so prevalent.
Okay.
And also the combination of just understanding math, ranges, variances, I think was it. Now everybody can point, click, and see every projection, every stat, everything. I think one of the biggest keys that I have to look at is, I call it the world view, looking at the leagues overall and seeing where's up and where's down and where the trends are, who's going to buy, who's going to sell, matters so much more than just a bunch of data projections.
I think that's where you're at your best. I think you understand the rhythms of baseball and the rationale or the irrationale of the franchises as to whether they're really competing or whether they're fake competing. Are they going to throw in the towel at the first opportunity in July? Exactly. That kind of thing.
Yeah. And if you're not sure, find another one to bet on.
Right.
If you don't have to bet everything, you got to find the ones. And if you look at this year, if I can just digress for a second, I think it's a bizarre year because after years of teams tanking, we don't have that right now. We have a couple of really bad teams, but nobody's tanking.
Well, not to the extent they used to be.
Well, there's only a couple that have no shot. The point is, take the American League, 15 teams. 12 out of the 15 have projections right around 500 or higher.
So that means they're going to contend.
Well,
with all the playoff seeds now, thanks to the expanded wild
card, who's going
to
quit?
They're all in the mix.
Yeah.
Who's going to quit?
And I don't want to be one of those three that's not good because, they're a mile away from the pack. And so you say, those three teams should be the sellers because there's a lot of buyers. Who are you going to buy from the White Sox? There's no one that
flat curve of Dodgers, Yankees, and White Sox, and the other 29 are within 10 games.
Well, I was saying AL only. Dodgers are, a different level on their league. But in the AL, you got the White Sox, the Angels, A's. Everybody else thinks they're going to win half their games or more.
Right.
But you can't buy anybody off the White Sox or Angels and get better. So you don't really have the market.
Where is the flexibility going to come from? That's the question.
And that's what you got to find out.
Well, I know this. I hope they find out what's eating Mookie Betts.
Because
holy shit, is that not scary? He's got some stomach issue that they can't figure out. He's lost 25 pounds.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
Yes.
The last 3 months from 175 down to 150. He's jammed protein shakes in there. Yeah. He's trying to carb load. He cannot hold weight.
Huh.
You would think at that level, I'm just going to call it, of every doctor in the world available, they could get this figured out. But first of all, I can't remember a time that you ever moved a player to shortstop in the second half of his career. It's always the other way around.
Move off a shortstop.
No, two.
Oh, okay.
He's been a right fielder, little second. This year they were going to play him at short.
Because short is a very demanding position, right?
Because, yes. Well, and you don't get better at it as you get older. Usually the shortstops move off.
You need the most range. You need more range than the second baseman.
Sure.
And you have to have an arm.
Yeah. Well, if you're good enough to play short when you're older, you should have been it when you're younger.
Right.
Boy, I mean, you look at all the guys. Ripken, A-Rod. A-Rod, yeah. Ernie Banks. The list goes on. You start at short. You get older. You move off. I think the only reason they let him play short is because he wants to. And they're so good. They're like, sure, Mook, whatever you want.
Well, they want his bat in the lineup, and they've got so many people. They're like, where are we going to put you? Where are we going to park you?
I mean, he belongs in right field. But he wants to play shortstop, and they're not willing to say no. They're so good, they don't care.
Who's going to play right field instead of him? Somebody better?
No.
Or worse? One of the Hernandez.
Nobody's better.
Teoscar or Enrique?
But I'm really surprised. I racked my brain trying to think of anybody who moved to shortstop, and I can't think of one.
By the way, the Altuve move to the outfield is not going well so far.
Oh, no?
No.
Anyone playing outfield, that's easy.
Sure.
Yeah, in Little League, Solly, where they don't expect much out of the outfielders. They expect Timmy to be chewing on a dandelion and hopefully
get
run
your
the
finger
ball
out
down.
Of your nose there, Zabin. Eyes up.
There's one.
Even left field where he is at is the least leverage, right? Even less than right field?
Yeah, well, you have less of an arm. Yeah. The only expectation on Little League outfield is watch this game.
Yeah.
Watch the game on the outfield.
That's about it.
Watch this game, Junior. Yeah, exactly. All right, so what are the big stories in baseball? Obviously, the Mets have spent a ton of money. Juan Soto is now a Met. How will Juan Soto's stardom be with the Mets? So many guys go to the Mets, Solly, and take their money and end up regretting it. Will Juan Soto be the next guy?
Well, you can't regret $700 million, I guess. But
yeah, I guess regret is a relative term.
It's. I mean, he didn't really say why he's doing it. Is it just the money? Because it
is
must
that
be
not enough.
I guess it is. It's
because the Yankees were within a whisker of the money, right?
You'd think they still have a better shot. It's the New York Yankees, Jerry. Mantle, Gehrig, Costanza. You know, you'd think that'd be where you'd want to stay. I would think they win more games than the Mets. Although now that he's there, who knows?
The crazy thing is, what is Soto's WAR? Is it like 8?
Yeah,
and that's a big number.
I think I don't have this off the top of my head, Zay, but I think the key to his contract is he's hit that huge contract status at a younger age than most.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not at his prime yet.
26.
Yeah. Prime baseball is 27 to 31. So,
but the end of that contract will be an albatross, like a lot of them are.
They always know that. They always, everyone goes, oh, but what about those last few years? And the answer is, you know you're overpaying at the end. But that's what you have to do to have the beginning.
Right.
Like Albert Pujols. Right. You know that a 10-year deal, you know what's coming. It's not like you thought he'd be worth it for all of those years. Yeah. But it's just necessary.
Look at how Mr. X is living his life. He's writing off ages 72 to whatever's left. That's a write-off. That's the end of
that's
his
right
contract.
Off,
he's having that's more correct. Fun now right. than ever before. Right?
Something okay. like that.
All right. So anything else on baseball? There's the Soto angle on it. What else is a interesting angle overall in baseball, not necessarily gambling?
Well, I think the races are the tightest I've ever seen.
Okay.
There's not a division in baseball that doesn't have three serious contenders just to win their division. I don't remember that happening. Oh, excuse me. Other than the Dodgers.
Right.
I just kind of put them in a separate category. But the other five divisions have three or four teams that are within two or three game projections. That's unheard of.
And the pitch clock is the same as it was last year. They sped it up last season by a few seconds.
Yeah.
They haven't sped it up further. Some people actually want it faster.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
I'll tell you what.
Is it not fast enough?
It is such a good thing. I mean,
on television, in the park, it's not as good. You miss more action going to the pitch.
Could they have started at a higher number? I mean,
yes.
Going from no pitch clock to like
25,
40,
and they could have 18,
go to 40
right?
seconds or
20.
I sat in the first four
25 rows. And 20 if it's a batter on base or something.
Right? I sat in the first four rows to eight or nine spring training games, and it's just okay. If you're talking about the breaks between innings and the pace and missing time, I got you. But while I'm sitting in the seat watching the game, it's awesome. It's awesome to not have downtime.
Understood. That said, the new automated ball strike system.
Oh, yes.
What do you guys think about
that? More replay.
Well, it's different from replay in this regard, Solly. One, it's very binary. It's either a strike or it's not.
Which is the weird part, because you got Jose Altuve and you got Aaron Judge, and they have different zones, not the same square.
Now, I watched that, you know, they...
You mean they have different zones according to humans or different zones on the automated system? Does the automated system draw a different box for the tall guy?
I don't know.
Supposed to.
I don't know.
It's supposed to. I haven't seen it enough to see
that. Where's Eddie Goodell?
Now, when I watched that in spring... You know, your pitch comes in, the guy challenges it, the ump turns. Within about 5 or 8 seconds, they put on the big screen the box.
Right.
You see the ball a quarter of an inch outside, and they change. And everyone goes, oh, he missed that one. I don't trust that box. I mean,
you trust Angel Hernandez more, even though he's now retired?
Anyone can look at the box and see that the ball touched the top of the zone. That's easy to go, oh, he missed it. If you agree that that box was perfect,
right?
I don't agree. Sorry, I did hear that supposedly in spring they measured the height of every hitter,
okay,
so they could adjust these boxes. I don't know if that's
You know, hyperbole.
Yeah, I don't know how legit that is, but like you said, I mean, how do you judge? I can tell when it's over the plate,
right?
But how do they put that box on Altuve versus Judge?
Right.
So perfect that you're going to tell me the ump missed it by a half an inch. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
So it started at 20 with nobody on base. It's now down to 18.
Okay.
Pitch clock in baseball. Nobody on base. Or no, it's somebody on base. The nobody 15. On base is 15.
15.
I'm waiting for like World Series Game 7 tie game. A guy's already used his timeout and like a gnat is in his face and he can't call timeout.
Like Jabba Chamberlain.
But yeah, with the midges. I'm like... These guys are, you know, adjusting themselves like Nomar or
I'm
something.
I'm out of timeouts.
I'm like, one time, it went from too extreme to too extreme.
I saw...
Somewhere in the middle.
In 9 games, I saw one pitch clock violation.
Yeah,
they've gotten used to it.
They're doing
it. They have adjusted to it.
The other story... You know, I'm sorry, go.
No?
The other story for me this year is Ohtani. Is he going to pitch? It's wild.
Oh, when will he be approved to pitch?
They say maybe in June, but...
Oh, that long?
Okay. They're not going to rush him, of course.
They don't want him
And they
to
don't
pitch.
Need him.
They don't need him and they don't
no.
want him.
No, you know why he pitches? Because he wants to.
Because he wants to, of course.
And they'll do whatever he wants. Or as Mrs. X calls him now, Shotani.
Oh, really? Shotani?
By accident, when we were out there.
That's a good matchup.
She said, can we go to one game and see that Shotani guy? And I'm like, well...
You mean Ohei?
All right. I think
Trout is an interesting story this year.
Is he going to be good again? Or healthy ever again? I know he's good.
All the Angels have wanted for years is stay healthy till we can trade you. And he can't do
it. He can't even do that.
And who's going to give up the farm and say, oh,
he's on the
end.
He's making $400 million contract and not worth it anymore.
How do you keep him on that team that's god-awful? They've got to move him to a contender.
Is Rendon still there and getting paid a lot?
Yes.
No, he's already out for the year. He had hip surgery.
Oh, okay.
But he's still on the payroll side.
Of course he is.
It's insane. I think
there's no cap in this sport.
So I think that everyone thinks Trout needs to move on, but I also don't know who offers up a package to get him and
Joel
that he's going
to
stay.
Embiid is easier to trade. How do you trade these guys who are old and hurt and make a ton? It's hard in any sport.
So Rendon is going to get paid $38 million this year. He's got one more year at $38 million. And then he is finally off their books.
Jeez.
But a $245 million deal for 7 years. That was the best learner non-resign of all.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's better to say no. Okay.
And he had never been hurt.
I know.
Never. It's not like he was a guy with a history.
Plus, have you heard his quotes? He's like, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm not trying that hard. I'm getting paid anyway.
he literally has said, I don't care.
That's why you need football kind of contracts where they can cut people and get out of deals. Because
the only sport where you really get hurt and lose your effectiveness is the only sport where we cut you when it happens.
Right.
It just seems backwards.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, a couple other things here real quick. Question. When will the LeBron versus MJ debate ever end? For the love of God. When will we be done with this? I just want to know so I can gird myself.
Well, when LeBron's playing career ends, which may be never, because maybe he wants to play till he gets 6 or his... knees fall off.
He's already eclipsed Jordan's statistical mountain.
Just by playing longer.
I know, by playing
he's
longer.
He's not going to get six rings.
Is he not going to get to six rings? Like, literally, I don't know if it's just my algorithm on social media. I'm seeing more and more Jordan content of old dudes talking about, oh, man, when he used to play against Jordan. Like, Dominique Wilkins popped up, because they all do these podcasts now, right? And I'm just like, why am I getting this? Why am I getting all this Jordan LeBron content fed to me? I don't give a fuck.
I was on Mark Eaton's podcast last week, and no, I'm just kidding. I'm like, everyone has a podcast. Like
you, you and Mark, longtime friends.
I was like, Mark, who's the best? He's like, ah, I played with Jordan. But it's LeBron. No. Yeah, everyone has that opinion, I guess. Of course it's Jordan. He's the greatest of all time.
I'm not saying who's better. I'm saying, when are we going to deal with the debate?
LeBron is two. Right? Here,
I sent that question, Zabe, when you sent it to X2, and here's his answer. Never.
But never?
But maybe in 10 years when we throw Wemby into the conversation.
Oh, okay. By the way, how come there's never a LeBron-Kobe argument? How come nobody mounts that one?
I'm sure the Kobeites would, but he's now dead, so he can't...
Is it because he's dead that nobody wants to mouth that argument?
No, I mean, because he played till 40-something. Remember, scored 61 in his last game to end everything. Did you watch the Kobe four-part series a few months ago?
No. What was it on?
Was it HBO or Netflix? I forget which one. But it was interesting. Or I think it was CNN. I forget which one it was on. But
In 2014, Mark Eaton had his jersey retired at his high school, Westminster High, and at Cypress College, along with, get this, Sven Nader.
Remember
Sven Nader? Sure, the big 7'5" guy.
Yeah, they produced some big guys out of Cypress there.
Do you remember the real fun part about
Giants?
The fun part about Sven Nader is, do you know where he went to college?
No.
Christopher Report.
He was the backup center behind Jabbar at UCLA.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Never played in college.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, it was an NBA center.
A Jim Sorge there, huh?
Yeah, there was no portal, so he was the backup behind Kareem.
Well, Sven is still alive, and he went to Cypress College along with Mark Eaton. Mark Eaton's from Inglewood, so he's an L.A. guy, and played at UCLA.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. And was a first-round pick in the Milwaukee Bucks in 1970.
As a backup center.
If you're 7'4".
Also played for the Virginia Squires, the San Antonio Spurs. Nets, Squires, then the Bucks. Holy shit.
Well, Florida has this 7'9 guy. You saw him? Olivier Rieu or something?
And he doesn't even
cut down the nets
that much. He didn't even need a ladder.
Well, he redshirted this year as a freshman.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't even play. Because I guess they force you into basketball if you're that tall. And like his dad's 6'8", his mom's 6'1". His brother's like 6'11". They didn't know he'd be this tall, but... He's, I don't know. Wemby is,
wait,
you talking
about? Let me
get
this straight. They didn't know he
was
7'9".
Not that tall.
At some point, you got to have a clue. Okay, question number 6 on my list. Jameis Winston, now that he's a Giant, is due to become the first week 1 starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants who happens to be black.
Wow.
In 100 years. Of the franchise.
Is that the last team that has a black quarterback, or are there still some left?
The Giants have had black midseason backups, scrubs that were deeper on the bench. I can't remember who
Tyrod
was.
Taylor was a Giant?
Tyrod Taylor might have been? How come, because you know how much I hate the fucking Maros, Solly, how come nobody's picketing the Giants now?
Well,
how come they haven't been banging the door? Do the Giants have a racism problem? You know, my team had to get rid of its logo.
Right.
Because of liberal white guilt. And the Giants have not had a black quarterback ever.
Well, the Maras are one of the five families in football. You don't screw with them, I guess.
Isn't that wild, though, to think?
Will he be the week 1 starter? And if it's not, there will be another black quarterback. Should we say?
The question is, who will be the week 2 starter?
Yes.
How about this?
Jameis with 5 picks has been benched.
How about this? The Giants draft some white quarterback.
Jackson Dart.
In the second round. And it's clear that Jameis beats him out in August, but they start the white guy anyway.
Wow.
Then will you join me in picketing the Giants headquarters and calling Mara a fucking racist?
Racist.
Because I'm dying for that.
You'd love that.
Oh,
you hate the Maras.
I fucking love that. It's such bullshit. They never get tagged with anything negative by the league. It's so ridiculous.
My kids say that there's no one under the age of 40 that tracks color. It's just an old guy thing.
I guess.
What do you mean tracks
company? Who pays attention to a stat like that? They don't see it.
You're totally wrong about that.
Okay.
Your sons may not, is fine, but I can assure you.
Well, when I started racetracker.com, I never thought I'd get any traction, but a lot of people want, you know, are on there.
I can assure you that there are many young people who are obsessed with it.
Well, because of the... Not because if there's anything nefarious, but just because of odds. It's not like you have 80 quarterbacks a year. We've had 15 since there have been black quarterbacks at all. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
To it.
Are you aware that your boy, RFK Jr., Solly, wants to ban all pharma advertising on television?
Really? Yeah. But he wants to bring back cigarette and booze.
He does?
No.
Well, he wants to bring back beef tallow, which is coming back, and... pure cane sugar instead of the high fructose corn.
Well, he's a natural milk person too, right? Of no pasteurization. So I don't know.
Question. How many countries in the world allow for pharma advertising on television?
112.
I'll take under.
Two.
Oh, you got it.
I won.
The United States.
Us.
And China.
No, it's us and New Zealand.
Really?
And
because
there's a reason why.
Why, yeah.
Why?
Because it's bullshit. Because, and again, I take several drugs and I'm thankful for them. But
the pharma industry has ruined America and we need to ban them from having advertisements on our televisions. Sorry.
Hard to do it's RFK so hard to listen to him, isn't it?
It is.
That vocal.
It hurts to do the RFK.
It hurts to do it. It hurts to listen to him. So basically, if a drug company invents a medicine to cure your, you know, rhinitis or club foot or droopy eye, doctors in the medical community know about it. It's shared amongst them. They're like, hey,
you think
you can take Refluximap,
right,
and that'll fix your club foot.
So.
So what happens is they advertise these drugs to the public, who then go to their doctor.
I heard the Guardians jingle. I want to get it. Guardians is really swell.
Oh, Ozempic. Yeah. Oh, no. So it creates a market. It creates spending on pharma, and it's mostly unhealthy. Now,
I guess that makes sense.
Now. And they also... They
but don't doctors... have relationships with companies?
Yes, they do.
Why, you want to take this drug. You want to take, they are, I don't know if they're directly paid, but...
There's two simple rules that prevail here.
Money is one.
Number one is the day I have to tell my doctor what medicine I think is good for me is the day I need a new doctor.
Right.
Right. They should know. But
I looked on WebMD, doctor, and let me tell you.
So the idea of, and rule two is, we live in a culture today where people evaluate the idea based on whose suggestion it was.
Yes, we do.
Was it Kennedy? Was it Trump? Was it Biden?
Right.
And that shouldn't be what drives to the answer, but I digress. And the point is, I'm no Kennedy guy, but I've watched these commercials for years going, why? Because spending billions of dollars marketing drugs that are in prescription makes no sense. Do you think the doctor's sitting at home going, I ought to look into that one? They actually are good at their job, and they know what
many of them are good. Some are not.
And if
so
they're
good.
Not, what do you, if you,
do you know, do you know the last place finisher in medical school, you know what they call them?
Doctor.
Doctor. Yep. Some are better than those. But
that is true.
But yeah, it's like, you know, so you say, well, what do I want to take?
So
well,
what
there's like for me, I'm on a biologic for my rheumatoid arthritis, but there's Humira, there's Enbrel, there's Remicade.
Well, there's different ones work
Tuxin.
For different people.
Well, and they operate differently, and you may have success with one versus not with
and
another.
And they're so slightly different.
All right.
But aside from the drug money thing. That they're spending on these commercials, the bottom line is, if I'm going to go to a really crappy doctor, I need to watch a lot of commercials.
Okay.
There you go.
But that's it. If this would have huge implications for sports. I mean, do you realize how many sports broadcasts and networks are underpinned by a shit ton of pharma advertising?
They
I mean, somebody joked, Dad, how'd the PGA Tour end up going out of business? Well, RFK Jr. banned Viagra ads on TV. Because that's right in the PGA Tour wheelhouse, right?
Well, they'll find other ads to fill the time, but will these companies be able to sell their ads as well?
If it's 30%, and I'm just picking a number out of thin air, that's a huge hole, Solly.
I sure it is, but maybe the rate will have to go down. You know, look, I've never sold ad time for TV or radio, but yes, if you're limited in what you could sell, you can. Got to go cold calling for somebody else.
Anyway, I don't think it's going to happen. You know why? Because there is no big insert blank here.
Like pharma?
Like
big milk.
Pharma. big milk.
Big milk, big egg. Big egg.
Printer, big egg.
Big egg has been fighting the, hey, we're not expensive, you know.
Right.
Don't believe the hype.
Yeah, I don't think they'll allow it to happen. Okay, can we get one topic from you, Solly, and one topic from Mr. X, and then we'll call it a wrap here.
Well, speaking of pharma or medicine and so on, I was fascinated that 23andMe just declared bankruptcy yesterday. I was like, weren't they the biggest DNA ancestry site in the world?
Bigger than Ancestry.com. I believe Ancestry.com would research your ancestry through
they would.
Public records.
But they also do a DNA swab where you can send it in and find out your
and Ancestry
9%
does?
Hungarian. They do that too.
Do they do it now or do they start out?
I don't know if they started, but they do it now as well. Because I looked up alternatives to 23andMe. I've never used it. I've used it for my dog to see what breed they are, you know, to find that.
What's the answer?
Well, Wilma is a half Basset and quarter German Shepherd and quarter something else.
When you got the results back, did you go, oh, I see it?
Well, we know she was a Basset Hound because she looks like a Basset Hound but has long legs.
Okay.
She's a Basset Hound with long legs. I'm like, what the heck else is she? So she's part Shepherd. Okay. So we just did that for the heck of it. Not that she cares or we care.
It's nice that you know now.
It's just that you're nice that you know. And some people care about their DNA, and I mean, don't even get us started into how DNA is used in, for criminal connecting families. Why, Mr. Zabin, we found that someone in your family committed a murder. Do you know anyone in Arizona last summer? Oh, my parents lived there. Oh, okay, you know, something like that. So it's used for that a lot. But I was just fascinated, and the whole downfall of this company is pretty amazing. What happened to them.
So I just thought that was interesting. So what happened in a nutshell?
Well, the founder, who used to be Sergey Brin's ex-wife.
Sergey Brin, who is one of the chief nerds of the internet.
The inventor of Google, former Terp. He was there when I was there. Didn't know him, but he...
I believe his portrait is up at the CompuCenter across from the old radio station.
Micro Center, yes.
Micro Center,
where all the nerds are up, yes.
They have the Hall of Nerds.
It's like
there.
Here at the Palm, they have faces of celebrities. Right. At Micro Center, they have the faces of the nerds who invented computers.
It's the Hall of Nerds.
It's pretty cool,
yeah. Okay, so he started it. Now they're bankrupt.
Yes, they had speaking of pharma, they skirted their FDA compliance to the point where they were fined and bad-mouthed in public, and people were like, didn't want to use them because they're like, well, let's go with the ones who are not breaking the laws, like Ancestry and MyHeritage and something like that. So I guess that was the downfall.
So now people are scrambling to delete their DNA data from the 23andMe database.
Because I guess there was a breach, too. That was the big part. They had a huge breach.
I'm like, holy shit, if you're worried about that stuff, you're cooked. Don't for a second.
My DNA isn't everywhere. That's why I'm taking the straw when I leave. I take everything. I am completely paranoid about my DNA.
I don't know why you and I, Solly, the same mindset. Why? We would never do that. Why would we want our DNA? Why would we want to know?
I don't care. I know where I came from, probably. But if not, Solly, you're a quarter black and Hispanic, and I don't know. I doubt it. I'm pretty sure what I am, but who knows?
Don't you want to know where you came from? No, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here now.
I'm what pretty doesn't... sure I'm white, but you never know. Yeah. You never know what parts of what I am. Who knows?
All right, Mr. X, your topic.
Tournament wrap-ups. My notes on the NCAA. I'm a little vindicated when I mentioned last week that it would be chalk, chalk, chalk.
And rock, chalk, is, chalk, chalk.
Right.
Everybody loves the upsets, but we have 15 of the 16 best teams in this, and that sets up for a great finish. And everyone stop talking about all the off-court things,
lack of Cinderella.
Hey, we've got a great 16.
That's exactly what I said. I said
which makes it better than it's been a long time.
No Sister Jean this year. Sister Jean.
And yeah. Well, Amir Khan had a lot of Sister Jean in him.
Yeah. Sister Jean missed her calling in the NIL era, didn't she?
She sure did.
This scarf brought to you by Sister
and
Jean.
She would have stocked up on Ensure like you can't fucking believe.
Wilford Brimley and her, huh? All the old people ads.
Well, the only, my other comment is, so I'm excited about the final 16.
Well, so am I. I said that on Monday. Yeah. I said, I don't want to hear this bitching about no Cinderellas. No. A, you're not guaranteed Cinderellas. B, it used to be so much worse.
When they go out bad.
I'm right, like, usually, yeah.
I'm like, you have no idea how bad it was. One year, Maryland had a loaded team with Len Elmore and John Lucas, and they lost to NC State 106-104 in the ACC tournament, and they went home.
Yes, one team used to go before.
You want it bad, Solly? That's called bad right there. 103-100. Okay? So what are you writing down?
It was 103-100.
Oh, here it
was. Was it 103-100?
Trip in overtime. Yeah,
in overtime.
Yeah, that was at the game.
The great David Thompson.
I was 14.
Yeah. But you want
okay. David Thompson, who when I watched the replay of that Maryland game during COVID, thought it was Thompson, who was the greatest skier ever.
He was.
They throw him these lobs. Sometimes he was up almost to the rim.
Yes.
You wonder David, why he didn't make
it's
it.
It's nothing compared David, to
why,
the NBA.
Why was he not good in the NBA? Not notable.
He was good.
He was good. Okay. He wasn't like Jordan.
Well, a 6'3 guy who can sky. But my point on sky is, my kids watch that and are like, that's Sky.
He's not jumping over a Kia, Dad.
No, he laid it in a lob pass without heart. It was so wild.
Yeah, that was radical back in the day.
But the now Mac McClung jumps over cars.
Yeah. I think my only really bad, tough bet of the weekend was I took under 112.5 for the little piggy commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And it went way over.
You should have not taken the under on any of those commercials.
Tell me something.
What?
Okay, there's some companies that have many good commercials, like the, what do you call it, Becoming Your Parents,
yes.
Progressive.
Geico. All the insurance ones have smart marketing.
Who sits in the boardroom and says, I got an idea. Let's just run the one. So I had to watch it for 50 hours.
Some will say that means it's working.
Right, you remember it. I've watched so many commercials. I remember the commercial, now, what's but the not company? The products, right?
Well, it's Geico.
Is it?
No, it's Geico.
Oh, it is, yeah. Okay. All right.
But they have so many good commercials. Could you just give me four?
Caveman, the Gecko.
I hate the Caveman. But could you have given me four? It's like, on the first day, I was like, all right, you brought back the classic Little Piggy. By Friday, I'm like, I can't take it anymore. With three TVs and the same commercial running all day long, I just don't understand how that's a good idea.
All right, can you give us one lean for the Sweet 16? And then people sure who want the full service can go to callmemrx.com.
Ding.
Well, by the way, you know when I mentioned last week that the last 2 years I stunk in the first two rounds, a little under 500.
Then you kicked it into gear. Yeah.
So this year I decided to do the opposite. This year
which
we did
what?
Really well the first two rounds.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which means
you do.
Don't jump in now, yeah. Bellas.
Don't jump in now. The party is ending right now.
Yeah. So, but if you ask for, I would say there's one team that doesn't belong, and that's Arkansas. I don't know how they won that game. They're not good, and they're only, let's see, what's the number on that? They're only
5.
Good guess, Solly.
I think every line's from 2 to 8.
It's 5.5. That's not a big number. Texas Tech might not be one of the stronger teams left, but they're way better than Arkansas.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, so there's that. Any other leans out there?
Oh.
I think I want to bet against Michigan State. Michigan State is 3.5 as a favorite against Ole Miss.
You know my Michigan State theory. I pick them every year to win the title. Because
Izzo in March.
Izzo, he always is 16.
So then
16,
he's due. Nine Final Fours, and the last championship was when?
Well, 2000, and I won the pool that year. I won $800.
You're like Berman picking the Buffalo
Bills. Yeah, the Buffalo.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo
Bills. I'm like, what the hell do I know? I'll pick Michigan State, and I've gone
maybe
far.
This is their year. I saw a tweet that says everything lines up, all these certain milestones for Michigan.
Well, they'll have to get through Auburn, maybe. I mean, the one who's got a break, the Florida-Maryland winner has a nice path because they don't have St. John. So,
how about the breakdown on the game-winning shot for Maryland where everyone's breaking it down and slow motion?
Oh, he traveled.
And I'm like, and the point on that is,
everyone travels.
I don't know what a travel is anymore.
I don't either. It's
but
basketball.
You don't just call it on the game-winning play because it happened all
that would have been. Never going to get that call.
Never.
Never. If you called that in a pickup game, there'd be a fight. Much less if you called it at the, and imagine them reviewing it.
Oh, replay.
I think you're on to something, Zig, though. I do like Mississippi. That was one of our best picks in the first round. We had them at like plus 380 to get to the Sweet 16 because Iowa State was hurt. They can play with Michigan State.
Chris Beard is quietly one of the best coaches in the country. So 2000, number of players averaging 10 or more minutes per game, 10. Same thing this year for Michigan State.
Sunday. There you go.
Leading scorer, 2000, left-handed senior. This year, left-handed senior. Big Ten losses, 3-3. Did they win the Big Ten? Yes.
Two theories.
Both years. Freshman named Jay Period Richardson.
That's right, Jason Richardson.
Yes. NCAA tournament bracket quad, bottom left. Bottom left. Round one and round two site Cleveland, check.
Wow.
Check. Round two opponents.
This is like the Rodgers versus Favre career thing, right?
Yes. So
everything's the
round
same.
Round two opponent conference, Mountain West, Mountain West. Hmm. Round two opponent coach's name, Richard and Richard. Did they win the national championship? There's a check in 2000.
Wow, that's a lot of coincidence.
And a question mark.
And I think I have too much time on my hands.
There's trends, and then there's just looking for trends.
Right? Here's
I think they got that from 23andMe, their database.
See, there you go, ding.
Here's a text I got from X2 during the Michigan State game.
Yeah.
And I think it's on target. He said, Michigan State has alligator blood. The team has so many flaws and very mediocre talent, but they just keep playing well together.
Their best player was scoreless for 38 minutes, Richardson, and
alligator
they still find a way to win.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah, it's like toughness. You can't be beat.
Does it mean? It congeals quickly?
I guess. Do they heal like Wolverine?
I mean, I like the term. I want to use it, but I need to understand more.
Yeah, it's from a movie.
Rounders. Rounders, they used it.
One of the boys explained it to
John
me.
John Malkovich calls it, calls Matt Damon, he has alligator blood.
It's not rocket surgery.
there's a movie called Alligator Blood.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a song called Bring Me the Horizon Alligator Blood.
No, it was one of the movies about the mob. And
there's crocodile tears, but alligator blood, right? Why do the crocodiles only get tears?
It's the opposite of tears.
No. Guy was playing poker, and he took a ton of money from the mob, but the mob boss looked at him and goes, "Give him his money. He has alligator blood."
That was around. It was around.
Okay. Here we go. In the according to AI overview, alligator blood meaning. In the context of poker and business, alligator blood refers to a player or employee who is unflappable under pressure, resilient, and relentlessly competitive, difficult to defeat.
Like a real alligator.
Like Michigan State.
Like an alligator. You ever fought an alligator? They're tough.
You ever see an alligator where the water freezes and there's ice on the surface?
And they're frozen. They're now snouts, so they can live.
And they just sit there and they're like, it'll unfreeze.
It'll unfreeze.
I've got alligator blood. It's slowly moving through my body.
I guess so.
Right now.
Slowly circulates to keep you alive. I don't know if humans work that way.
All right. Mr. X, good to see you. Solly, thank you for coming out. Yeah,
God
Wednesday.
Love you. Good
God
to see
love you.
Mr. X.
And the Lynn Murray Solly podcast now free for sample, for trial.
Yes, please.
March
sample.
And April, sign up for it. And then
featuring Zabe on Tuesdays.
Featuring me on Tuesdays. We have a good run there. And of course, call me MrX.com. Thank you to the Palm for giving us a beautiful lunch. Alex was a very nice server. And the salmon was delicious.
Delicious.
Tyson's Corner, Virginia, the Palm. Tell them you heard it right here on the Zabecast. All right, that's it for us today. I'm off to Vegas. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.